Welcome to Social Skills Coaching, where you can learn to be more likable, more charismatic, and more productive. Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2022. It's Maundy Thursday, which means tomorrow is Good Friday. From Patrick King's book, How to Read People Like a Book, we take on the concept of defense mechanisms, which are ways that we avoid responsibility and negative feelings. They include denial, rationalization, projection, sublimation, regression, displacement, repression, and reaction formation. And that's just a few. But if you want to be able to read people, then you have to get the ego in the picture. And that includes all these defense mechanisms. Let's take a deeper listen from Patrick King's book, How to Read People Like a Book. Protecting yourself from others is a frequent reason for our behaviors, and we are highly motivated to shield the ego for many reasons. The ego's instinct to protect itself can be reality-bending and can cause mass intellectual dishonesty and self-deception. As such, this is another highly predictable indicator we can use to analyze people's behavior. Someone who's underperforming at work might feel the need to protect their perceived skills and talent by deflecting responsibility to, "The boss has always had it in for me, and who trained me? Him. It's all his fault, one way or another." Someone who trips and falls yet fancies themselves graceful will blame the fact that it rained 6 days ago, their shoes have no grip, and, "Who put that rock there anyway?" Someone who fails to make the school basketball team will grumble that the coach hated them. They weren't used to that particular style of play, and I didn't really want to make the team anyway. This is what it sounds like when the ego steps in to protect itself. There's so much justification and deflecting going on that it's difficult to know what is real and what is not. This all stems from the universal truth that nobody likes to be wrong or to fail. It's embarrassing and confirms all of our worst anxieties about ourselves. Instead of accepting being wrong as a teachable moment or lesson, our first instinct is to run from our shame and cower in the corner. This is the same reason we'll persist in an argument to the death, even if we know we're 100% wrong. If the ego had a physical manifestation, it would be sizable, sensitive, and heavily armored, to the point of going on the offensive. Essentially, a giant porcupine. When the ego senses danger, it has no interest or time to consider the facts. Instead, it seeks to alleviate discomfort in the quickest way possible. And that means you lie to yourself so you can keep the ego safe and sound. We try to cover up the truth, deflect attention from it, or develop an alternative version that makes the actual truth seem less hurtful. And it's right in that moment that intellectual dishonesty is born. Are any of those convoluted theories likely to withstand any amount of scrutiny? Probably not. But the problem is that the ego doesn't allow for acknowledgement and analysis of what really happened. It blinds you. Let's be clear. These aren't lies that you dream up or concoct in advance. You do not intend to lie to yourself. You don't even feel their lies. You may not even know you're doing it, as sometimes these defense mechanisms can occur unconsciously. They're not explicitly intellectually dishonest because you want to delude yourself. Rather, they're automatic strategies that the constantly neurotic ego puts into action because it's terrified of looking foolish or wrong. Unfortunately, that's the worst zone to be in, as it means you don't know what you don't know. Over time, these ego-driven errors in thinking inform your entire belief system and give you rationalized justifications for almost everything. You never make any sports team because the coaches always hate you, and you keep failing the driving test because your hand-eye coordination is uniquely special. These lies become your entire reality, and you rely on them to get yourself through problematic situations or to dismiss efforts to find the truth. We're not talking about just giving excuses for why you aren't a violent virtuoso. This manner of thinking can become the factors that drive your decisions, thinking, and evaluations of anything and anyone. So if you're struggling to understand someone who doesn't appear to be able to utter the words, "I'm wrong," now you know exactly what's going on in their head. They may not know, but at least you're able to analyze them more deeply. Let's take Fred. Fred was an ardent fan of a pop star his whole life. He grew up listening to his music and formed a lot of his identity around his admiration for him. We're talking an entire bedroom wall filled with posters of this star and outfits that were replicas of this star's clothes hanging in his closet. Late in his career, this pop star was put on trial for a serious crime. Fred steadfastly stood by his pop star idol, even as lurid details of his case were reported by courtroom reporters to the press. "Nobody I admire this way would ever be guilty of this," Fred said. "It's all just a conspiracy put together by the people who resent him for whatever reason." The pop star was ultimately found guilty and sentenced to multiple years in prison. Fred had shown up outside the courthouse bearing a sign that protested his star's innocence. Even as compelling evidence was eventually released to the press, Fred maintained that the pop star was absolutely innocent, dismissing all of the victim's claims by protesting that they were jealous and just trying to get into the spotlight themselves. Why would Fred continue to insist against all reasonable and provable evidence that his idol was innocent? Because his ego was so wrapped up in his worship of the pop star that it was predisposed to consider him blameless. For him to believe the truth would have meant a devastating blow to almost everything he believed in. I worship a criminal? What does that say about me? And the ego wasn't going to let that happen for a minute, even if it meant making him deny compelling and unshakable proof that the star was guilty. In your pursuit of truth and clear thought, your ego will rear its ugly head, like the enraged porcupine. It has set up a series of tactical barriers to keep you from learning something that might upset your belief system, and it's only after you can rein in your ego that you're open to learning. After all, you can't defend yourself and listen at the same time. Well, I'm sure you have all those defense mechanisms under control in your own brain. We just present them here today so you can read other people better. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Social Skills Coaching. Connect with us at newtonmg.com and don't forget to sign up for the author's newsletter and receive other free materials at pkconsulting.com. See you next Monday for our next episode.